This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Fighting in Ukraine has intensified ahead of the February 24th anniversary of Russia's invasion. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Ukrainian officials in the east, the scene of the fiercest fighting in the war with Russia, said a fresh offensive by Moscow is underway, while President Volodymyr Zelensky said several European leaders were ready to supply aircraft he has sought. Zelensky, who was due to return to Kyiv on Friday, said in Brussels that several European Union leaders told him at a summit Thursday they were ready to equip Ukraine with aircraft, including fighter jets. As the anniversary of Russia's invasion approaches on February 24th, Kyiv has predicted an aggressive onslaught from Moscow. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
European Council President Charles Michel reiterated the bloc's support for Turkey and Syria following the catastrophic earthquake that has rendered many communities unrecognizable. Michel made the comment during a joint briefing in the early hours of Friday with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Rescue workers are making the final push to find survivors of the quake, which Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has declared the disaster of the century, and where the death toll across both countries has topped 20,000. Meantime, Geir Pedersen, who is the UN Special Envoy for Syria, says he has been assured that help can get through to whoever needs it.
I've been discussing this, in particular with representatives from the United States and from the European Union. And they assure me that they will do whatever they can to make sure that there are no impediments to assistance coming to Syria to help in this operation.
Malawi is experiencing the deadliest cholera outbreak in its history, according to the World Health Organization. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of demonstrators demanding the president's resignation marched in protest in the Peruvian capital Lima on Thursday, where some clashes were reported. The Peruvian police fired tear gas to disperse demonstrators after trying to reach the Congress. President Dina Boluarte took office in December after her predecessor, Pedro Castillo, was ousted for seeking to dissolve the legislature. The current administration will remain in place until 2026, unless early elections are approved. Boluarte has said the responsibility of approving a new round of voting falls exclusively on Congress. At least 58 people have been killed in protests nationwide since the ousting of Castillo. Australia has for the first time rejected a coal mining application based on environmental law. We get more on this story from the AP's Charles de la Desma.
The government's under pressure to block all new coal and gas extraction projects in the interest of curbing climate change. But Environment Minister Tania Plibersek says she would decide individual projects on their own merits. On Wednesday, Plibersek announced her decision to prevent excavation of the Central Queensland Coal Project, less than 6 miles from the Great Barrier Reef off the northeast Australian coast. The minister said the risk of pollution and irreversible damage to the reef was very real. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Joe Biden, under fire from some lawmakers, said on Thursday he did not view a Chinese spy balloon, that transited the United States before it was shot down in the Atlantic Ocean to have been a major security breach. Biden, who has sought to maintain communications with China and not allow tensions with Beijing to get out of control, said in a Noticias Telemundo interview that he did not regret waiting until the balloon was over water to shoot it down. He said U.S. military officials were worried that by shooting it down over land, the balloon and its parts could drop into a populated area. And South African President Cyril Ramaphosa on Thursday declared a national state of disaster over his country's crippling power shortages, saying they pose a threat to the economy and social fabric. Declaring a national state of disaster gives the government additional powers to respond to a crisis, including by permitting emergency procurement procedures with fewer bureaucratic delays and less oversight. Ramaphosa said on Thursday he would appoint a minister of electricity within the presidency to focus solely on the crisis. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.